Hey, what's up there, Spaceship Earth? Thank you for tuning in to another awesome video I'm going to present to you today. Today, we're going to be talking about the AI robots and how they are already rolling them out across America, across the world, and what that means for us, my personal opinion. Check out quantumcollective.world. We got some new amazing hemp tea that we're going to be releasing soon. Quantumcollective.world for some amazing health and wellness products, as well as ancient grains and good food. This hemp tea I just got from the farm today. It's pretty awesome. That's why I'm a little sweaty. We're at the Swank Produce Farm we do every Saturday, and this is just off the wall. All right, jumping into it. So, AI. A lot of people that are in society today want things, whether it's done for them, they want things that are smarter, they want things to write for them, all different things I've heard over the years of why people think or want AI. My personal opinion is we don't need AI for anything. I think people today are actually really freaking lazy, and we need more people doing things that AI could be doing, that humans should be doing. A lot of people today are stuck on their phones, on their TVs, things like that. And these AI technocrat, woke people, cancel culture, love their AI. I'm going to do a whole video coming up soon on chat, the chat GP, whatever that is, because I've read some crazy articles on how they're programming that AI. And today I'm going to show you some videos about what some AI robots are doing around the world. And then you could make your own opinion, do your own research. As always, I'll tell you to do research yourself and do it on your own. So let me share my screen here. Let's jump to the first video. This video is coming to us from somewhere in Asia. Here's a woman at a hospital that was trying to get an appointment, and she just sort of lost it. That screw you, Chinese. Be right back. Boom. Now, again, it's a hospital somewhere in Asia. This lady was trying to make an appointment. The caption was she couldn't make her appointment in time because of the stupid robot. So she like smashed part of his head off. It just goes bonkers on this robot. Okay, we can jump to our next video. Coming to us from Australia. Smashing the movie camera. Dropping his hammer nonchalantly into his bike. I think we'll be seeing more of this. And where this is heading to is they're going to be arming these robots, I'm sure, sooner than later. Right now, they're just the robots. It's just facial recognition. It's for your own safety. But this is how they're going to gear up the 15-minute cities, the smart cities. They're implementing it now. They're allowing people to do these things now. It's happening now, but they will be arming these robots. A lot of these robots are made by like Boston Dynamics, which are also contractors for the US government for weapons. And these are the robots that they're deploying. Next video.
It's a new world we're living in. Yes. Hello, how are you? Are you doing facial recognition? You're scanning my data. Are you connecting to my Wi-Fi? So crazy. Oh, get ready for the future.
Are you scanning my data? He says. Are you connecting to my Wi-Fi? The answer is yes. They're going to be doing all of that. They'll be scanning your phone. They'll even be able to tell if you're a threat even before, you can even do anything. That's like the Minority Report. They could literally scan your data, scan your history, and know, because they're already doing that, if you are a threat or not. This is already happening by the NSA. There's over 5,000 data points per person. That's by Cambridge Analytics in London. Check them out. They have over 5,000 data points on every single person watching this video. That means they know 5,000 things about you. I don't even know if I could write 5,000 things about me. If I had to write like a list of 5,000 things about me, I don't even know if I could do it. Let's go to the next video. This is in, I believe, China, in, I think, in Shanghai. Scanning your digital ID, facial recognition. This is how digital ID works. This is why you don't want this. This is why I talked about the video with the Nazar and Jazara, and you know the whole RVs happening in the quantum financial, which I'm doing a video on soon. That's all a setup to get you on the digital ID, because when you go into Whole Foods and you start going to other stores after the food collapse happens, which is coming, this is how they're going to clock everybody. New York, I just did a video, is now clocking everyone on what they eat. They're going to start clocking everyone on what they eat for carbon footprint. So if you want to eat meat, because cows are now making carbon because they're burping and farting, they're going to clock you on what you eat in New York City. Check out my food video. I show that video in that article in there.
Cost $20 million to create this AI. 15 minutes later and 9 boxes later, this is what happens. This AI was created in the hopes to replace factory jobs. And AI's purpose was to just take the boxes from one location and put them in another. $20 million, 15 minutes, and 9 boxes later, the algorithm for the AI decided that it was better off deactivating itself than doing the same repetitive job for eternity.
Whoa!
It decided that deactivating itself, going to the other side, or whatever that is, was better than doing this over and over again. Then slick.
Now just think about that. This robot literally committed suicide. It offed itself rather than doing the same job. If this is not giving you a heads up for what's in store with AI, these are clear signs. This is not something we want to implement in humanity. You're going to be going towards two ways. The Star Tribe, the Star Family, going to be going to self-sustainable living, growing your own food, being your own sovereign being. Or you're going to go this way to go in the 15-minute cities to get these digital IDs and total enslavement with tracking your food. It is happening. It is happening. It's not conspiracy. Let's watch.
Even for humanity, for the rest of its existence. But wait, if a robot can decide to do this, that means that these robots can be aware or conscious. I have some type of free will. This is for entertainment purposes only. This has not been verified. This is a conspiracy theory. But it makes me think about this right here. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, but it also brings me back to another huge conspiracy theory. This one right here. What about if some of these people that create these AIs have nefarious reasons and the AI knows better and handles its business? I don't know, man. What do y'all think?
Now, I remember that article came out a few years ago. That was a factory, an AI robotics factory in Japan, that the four robots basically went nuts and killed 29 of their scientists. Literally, killed them all in the factory. Mm-hmm. And, that's just giving you a sign right there. These self-aware thinking robots, and these are just independent robots, when they start syncing this up to the system, it's going to get even crazier. It's already happened. Next video.
Hey, we are announcing three new policing technologies in New York City. The K5 autonomous security robot.
Oh.
The SPOT digidog robot. And the Star Chase GPS attachment system. Our job is to fight crime
Boston
and
Dynamics.
Keep people safe.
Weapons manufacturer.
And these tools are significant steps forward in that vital mission.
I'm sure. Hashtag GSD. Sounds like a woke robot. All right, so those are the videos I want to share with you. This stuff is happening, and this is just now. This is not even when people really start rising up more against the robots. They will arm them with weapons. They are going to have weapons. This is RoboCop. This is happening, and be aware of it. This is not to like put you into fear. This is so you can be aware so we can rise up and do something about it. Share this video. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a comment. If you want to hear about more articles and stuff like that, leave it down below. I could do another video. There's so much information out there. Just do your own research, learn this stuff, get it out there. Thank you for watching, Star Tribe. Be aware.